Hello, this is Jean Carriger, President of Capstone Marketing. I am very pleased to be talking today with Bonnie Buell Russick, President of BBR Marketing and the 2014 AIM Volunteer of the Year. Bonnie formed BBR Marketing 5 years ago and works with a variety of professional services firms. She has been in the creative and marketing services community for over 20 years and writes and contributes to various publications and media, including Social Media Today, Accounting Today, and other industry-related publications. Bonnie is a founding member of the Atlanta Independent Women's Network and is the Atlanta Chapter President of the Association for Accounting Marketing, where she has increased participation and the quality of the program for the chapter for local and regional participants. Bonnie, congratulations on being named the 2014 AIM Volunteer of the Year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I understand.
Quite an honor.
Well, I understand. Is it true that you weren't feeling well that night?
Here's the situation there. I actually had the flu at the AIM conference last year and was running 101 degree fever just about the whole time. And I went down to the event and, you know, was trying to make it through to hear some of the awards and such, and I just got down there and, you know, had a snack, had a glass of wine and said, I'm done. So I went upstairs. And not 10 minutes later, I get a call from Laura Snyder, who's like, where are you? I'm like, I'm in my yoga pants upstairs. And she goes, come back down. I'm like, nope, not going to happen. So, yeah, sadly, I was not there to actually give my award in person. So.
Oh, well, we'll have to give you another round of applause next year. That just wasn't fair that you weren't able to be acknowledged like that in person.
Oh, that was just fine. I'm honored by it.
Well, it's well deserved. So, Bonnie, you've got lots of experience here in accounting and in the professional services arena. What do you think is the greatest challenge in marketing CPA firms?
You know, I think there's a number of challenges that they face, but I think one of the biggest ones that we come across is that CPA firms have a very hard time differentiating themselves, and therefore the public at large sees them all as, you know, interchangeable and somewhat the same. And what's happening over time is that starts commoditizing the industry. So, you know, determining that differentiator, what sets them apart, what makes them special in their particular industry, and then communicating that in a way that, you know, your audiences are going to understand, really, that seems to be kind of one of the biggest challenges that, you know, we see consistently with firms all around the country, regardless of size.
So what do you think is the best way for CPA firms to go about that?
Yeah, we actually have been trying to help firms do that for the last 5 years. And a lot of times it takes being very direct and very honest, you know, getting partners in a room and asking a whole lot of questions about what is it that makes them different? You know, what is it that, do they serve a particular industry? Do they, you know, are they the low price leader? You know, that's not something that most people go after, but somebody has to own that space. And if you do, you might as well go for it full force. You know, is it that you have staff that have training that other firms don't have? You know, anything, you know, a differentiator can be a wide variety of different things, but, you know, you can sell different. It's very hard to sell great. And what I see is lots of firms trying to sell great and yet haven't quite figured out what makes them different yet.
So it's really digging in and doing the research that's necessary to figure out what that differentiator is.
Yeah, absolutely. And getting buy-in on that from all the partners, too.
Mm-hmm.
you know, if that's the message that you're going to be going to market with, everybody needs to, you know, be relatively comfortable with that and, you know, the idea of singing from the same songbook.
Right, absolutely. Well, we could say that about everything related to a marketing program, right, is getting that buy-in.
Sure, absolutely.
What changes have you noticed in accounting marketing over the past 5 years?
It seems that, I would say, 5 years ago was 2009. I think firms are more and more open to making marketing a part of their overall strategy, and also open to trying things that they may have shunned 5 to 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think
what would be one of those, what would they have shunned before that you think they're more open to now?
I'm seeing more and more firms on Twitter. You know, whereas, and of course Twitter was fairly new 5 years ago, but you know, firms are kind of starting to be open to the idea of social media in general, that, you know, it kind of was just, you know, seen as a silly thing to not even bother with a professional firm to do. I'm seeing much more interesting bios on websites, which may seem like a silly thing, but, you know, people are willing to, maybe it's just the firms we're working with, but, you know, are willing to kind of show a little personality and, you know, demonstrate that they are, you know, absolutely professional and incredibly well-trained and knowledgeable about what they do, but they also, you know, have families and hobbies and do silly things just like all the rest of us do, you know. So I think that kind of humanizing the providers in the industry and thus the firms themselves, I'm seeing more of that too.
Wonderful. That they're more authentic, if you will.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And, you know, people like to work with, you know, all things being equal, people will choose to work with people they like. Mm-hmm. So, and especially on something as what can be as intense and as personal and as, you know, your CPA, you know, so they're going to pick somebody that they, you know, have something in common with or just kind of like the personality traits they're demonstrating. So it can actually lead to a lot more business as well.
Right. Well, because you all know the prospects are doing their research online for their
mm-hmm.
CPA firms when they're going through that process. So it's to a firm's benefit to have that more authentic or different types of information that prospects can review.
Absolutely.
It makes sense. So we've talked about, you know, the prior 5 years. So if you look ahead to the next 5 years, what's your prediction for accounting marketing?
Wow. you know, I think we're going to continue to see marketing playing a bigger and I hope more important role at firms. I think we're going to see a lot more smaller firms embracing some of the marketing tactics that the larger firms have been using for a long time. I think social media is going to continue to grow and become a factor. And, you know, on the big scale, you know, I think those within firms that have business development skills and networking skills and can go out and bring in business are going to be and continue to be those that reach partner level quicker and are recognized for those efforts. So, you know, I hope we see a lot more training on what is referred to as soft skills
mm-hmm.
Among, you know, the various levels of staff within firms so that, you know, marketing's out there doing their job, but if business development isn't happening as well, then, you know, a lot of times that's those efforts are in vain. So
mm-hmm.
making sure that the entire firm is on the same page and working toward the same goal.
Right. In your experience, do you find that firms are providing their people with enough training And let me add something to that. Do you find the partners leading that effort, or do you see more of, I've done that in my career, now it's their turn to figure it out?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I thought
Yeah. I don't see as much training as I think we need in the industry. I have actually had conversations with some of the more senior partners who are like, well, I had to go out there and figure it out on my own. Then, they ought to be able to pull themselves up by their bootstraps and go do it themselves, But when you're looking at the big picture, investing a little bit in trying to train the staff to have these, broader skills that are going to bring in more business for them to deliver just makes sense. Things like how to get the most out of LinkedIn or how to, I actually led training a couple years ago on what to do at a networking event, which for those of us in marketing seems like, well, of course we know what to do at a networking event, but people that have, not done a lot of that, it really does kind of give them, it helps them realize that, okay, the nerves that you're feeling are normal, and this is how you can kind of navigate the water so that you get the most out of the experience without feeling horrible at the end of it that you just kind of stood in the corner. And so, I mean, I have seen some partners that have really gotten behind it, but I think most of the firms that where I see good training going on and programs like this in place, it tends to be spearheaded by either the marketing person or like a firm administrator who sees the value and has gotten even reluctant buy-in to pay for whatever needs to be paid for. But I'd love to see more partners get behind the whole idea.
Right. So what are the factors or skills that you think enable accounting marketers to be successful?
I think you gotta have thick skin in some cases, because a lot of times marketing is misunderstood. Marketing is not valued as much as it should be, and you spend a lot of time kind of fighting some uphill battles. I think you have to have a level of confidence where you know what you're talking about, and you can talk to partners and a room full of partners and be able to communicate your message in a way that they are going to understand and appreciate. And a lot of that comes down to confidence. And just being able to, yes, this is what the case is, and this is why, and this is what we need. I think another thing too is, we need to know the business. We need to understand, I mean, I'm not saying that you need to go out and prepare, a business's tax return, but we need to understand the terminology used in the business and, how accounting firms make their money and how partnerships are set up and all that kind of stuff so that, the strategic thinking that we put in place is based in, the reality that these partners are living day to day.
Right. So the, of course, in addition to the marketing skills that they need those personal qualities as well in order to be successful.
Oh yeah,
Right.
I assumed the marketing skills were in place.
That's right. Well, it's just like, prospects, take for granted the technical abilities of the CPAs. They're just assuming
Yeah.
they have that. It's all those other qualities that they're looking for, when they're making their decision.
Sure.
Which of your personal skills do you think contributes most to your own success?
Oh wow. I think some of it is for better or worse, I have managed to communicate a certain level of confidence that firm partners seem to appreciate or at least understand. But honestly, I think one of the things that, my firm just celebrated 5 years anniversary, which
Congratulations.
thank you.
It's a big
Somebody sent
deal.
me an, it is. Yeah, somebody sent me an article that said something like 17% of businesses make it to the fifth year. So I was like, oh, I pour myself like a nice big glass of wine to celebrate that. but, you know, part of it is I have had good and bad experiences prior to starting this firm, and I wanted to make sure that I created an environment that was very honest, that, you know, we're kind of a laid-back group of people, and we communicate that way. We act that way. We send out Halloween cards rather than Christmas cards, you know, or holiday, end-of-year holiday cards. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, and some people appreciate that, and some people, you know, may find it a little bit campy or frivolous, but we've managed to find those group of clients that really appreciate that, you know, kind of level of honesty and direct communication, and that's helped us, you know, get where we are today. Mm-hmm. You know, not everybody's going to love it, but we've found a lot that do, so that's very good.
Right, wonderful. What is your best piece of advice for accounting marketers?
I think I'm going to go back to when I was something I was saying before, and, you know, find that level of confidence. Don't let others within the firm kind of knock you down or make you question, you know, your abilities and your knowledge and your skills. I see this happen so often, and I mean, I know you know Jean, and you have been to AIM events where it winds up being a really big therapy session where the, you know, marketers, I mean, frequently the marketer at a firm is the only person that does any sort of marketing, or right brain, left brain, right brain in a sea of left brain people. And, you know, have that level of confidence that, you know, you're bringing knowledge to the table that most of the people at the firm do not have. So, you know, present your ideas and stick to them as much as you can, because, you know, the rest of the firm, they're accountants. They're very good at what they do. They're very smart people. But, you know, they're not marketers, and they don't have the knowledge and skills that you have. And that's why you're there.
Right. So on the flip side, what is your best piece of advice for managing partners?
Oh, I think they need to I'm going to flip that script and say, you know, make sure that they are working with marketers that understand the industry, and that they give marketing the level of respect that it needs to really impact the firm. Sarah, who works on my team, had an article in Accounting Today the other day that was all about this, about giving, you know, marketing the respect it deserves. And, you know, marketing should have a seat at partner meetings, or at least at, you know, firm management meetings. Include your marketing people or person in your strategic sessions where you're thinking about, you know, where does the firm want to be in 5 years? Because they're going to be a big part of that, reaching that goal, and, you know, hopefully growing at the pace that you want to grow at. You know, everybody has their specific areas of expertise and knowledge and where they can contribute. So be open to, you know, allowing the marketing person to contribute where they can.
Now, let me ask you, what level of marketer do you feel should be attending management or partner meetings?
You know, I think it does need to be a senior marketer. You know, I think, and that is a little bit of a challenge, because what happens at a lot of firms is they hire somebody very young and green, who can definitely add something to the firm, but they're probably not going to have that level of experience that allows them to bring a strategic level of thinking. Mm-hmm. But if you have a marketing director or, you know, a C-level marketer at your firm, they've reached that level through many, many years of experience and hard work, and they can probably contribute a lot to the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, let me say that In addition to BBR marketing, there's more to Bonnie than BBR. She enjoys spending time with her husband and their two dogs, reading, writing, renovating her attic. I'd love to hear more about that one. Cooking and hanging out with friends. And word on the street is that she throws a mean party. So, Bonnie, let me ask you, what was the best party that you've hosted?
Best party that I hosted is now in its 11th year. And believe it or not, it is the Saturday before Thanksgiving every year, and it is a friends-only Thanksgiving party. And that sounds very boring. But what it is it's just this big potluck. And there are some years where we had, I think we started out with 20. There was one year where we had 120 people at this party. And it kind of ebbs and flows a little bit. Everybody shows off their, you know, grandma's best recipe ever. And I host it with another woman, and all we do is we make one turkey, one ham, and buy two bottles of wine and a six-pack of beer and say, come on in, everybody, and have a good time. And, you know, it's grown into this crazy, crazy thing that I get phone calls the next day of apology from people who are like, I'm so sorry, I got so drunk at your Thanksgiving party, which is hysterical when you think about the fact that, you know, it's a whole room full of, you know, 30, 40, 50-year-old people who are, for some reason, want to let their hair down before they go see their families for their real Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. Well, that sounds like a blast. And if it's 11 years going, and also it's something that people want.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we've been talking today with Bonnie Buell Russick, the 2014 AIM Volunteer of the Year. Bonnie, congratulations again.
Thank you.